Yo, what's good, Desi Hip Hop fam? You are tuned in to the Unfiltered Podcast live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. By the way, each of these episodes are available post-live on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else. I am your host, DJ Raf, live and direct from the US. And today, I've got a dope-ass plan for you guys out here. So today we're going to connect with three different Desi artists from three different parts of the world. They're going to share their struggles, their stories, their challenges, and everything in between, man. So, you know, I'm going to stop yapping so much and start inviting the guests onto the show. First off, we have a American Desi artist who lives in Mumbai. He grew up in New York. And Jersey, and he's been, you know, on the grind for the past number of years. The guy goes by Jay Killa. Please welcome Jay Killa to the Unfiltered.
Hey.
Yo, what's good, bro?
What's up, bro? Chilling, bro. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Happy to have you here. All right, man. I will introduce the next guest on our show. He is an artist from Canada. He's a Desi artist from Canada, and he's been on the grind for the past number of years. He's done music with numerous Desi artists in India, Bangladesh. In India, he's worked with Shah Rule. In Bangladesh, he's worked with Zephyr. In Canada, he's made tracks with Fateh and numerous others. He's got a very strong team behind him. Please welcome Millie Soch to the Unfiltered Podcast. What's good, bro? Happy to have you here. I like your headphones. Hell yeah. All right, man. On to the last guest, last but not least. He's also a Canadian Desi artist, but this guy's been touring the world for the past decade. He's lived in Australia, Brazil. Now he lives in Indonesia. You know, he's toured with G-Unit, Snoop Dogg. He's toured with the greatest out there. So, and he's been really repping the movement in Asia. So please welcome Liquid Silva to the Unfiltered Podcast. Hey,
oh. He shut it down.
Yeah, his camera just
came in too hard.
Fell. Come in too hard, man. But it's all good. He'll return any second. Cool, man. Tell me about you guys, man. Let's start with Jay Killa first. How have you been? How's the quarantine treating you?
I'm good, bro. Honestly, quarantine has been pretty chill, fortunately, you know. Been nice. Got a lot of time. Now it's opening up, but like the past few months everything was shut, and it was like, honestly, it was the most time that I had like alone, and I was just I told myself I was going to work on as much music as possible cuz I hadn't had this much time before. Right. And so that's what I did. So it was pretty productive. It was really, and you know,
nice.
It was good.
That's always good, man. Yeah, got to use the time because, you know, I realized through this quarantine and all this stuff in this 2020 that, you know, time is of the essence. You know, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So this is really important. Well, awesome, man. How about you, Millie? How have you been during this period?
I've been doing good, actually. I've been wanting change so bad within myself. Mm-hmm. And the change that happened worldwide, to me personally, felt like a blessing in disguise. I do understand the suffering that's happening, and you know, and people are still uncertain about what's going on. But overall, I think it's a blessing in disguise for everybody, man. You know, we've just been in such a go society and culture that for a second we just got to pause, and which is a good thing.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah, it's really been like a unifying experience for all of humanity. And, you know, it's just going to make us grow, you know, become better humans. I believe we have Liquid Silva back. Yes, Liquid Silva.
Yo.
My bad, man. My bad.
You came in too hard.
Yeah. Hey, I should move on to that Bluetooth. Hey.
It's all good, man. So how have you been during this quarantine, bro?
Myself? All right, yes, man. You know, first 2 months was pretty tough because we didn't know what was going on. We didn't have an understanding of this virus. But right now everything's reopening again, so it's getting better. But we still got to be careful, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, exactly. That's true. What were you up to like during this quarantine? I know you're always on the go, like really trying new things and, you know, trying to cover ground all the time. So what were some of the things you were up to these past couple of months?
Well, first 2 months, nothing, man. Just being at home, just taking care of the fam. Right now, we just like pretty much back to working, just like shooting more videos, just being creative, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, just all the tours and everything got canceled. So we're not going to have any tours or anything for another year, man. So we're like really trying to see other ways of, you know, making revenue. So, you know, renegotiating with our sponsors, trying to see how we could open up new platform for online events.
Right, all of
that stuff, man. So,
yeah, makes sense.
Completely restructuring the business, bro.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's so important. You know, it's like we always gotta stay on our toes. You know, especially in this music industry, try to find new ways, new avenues.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, cool. So the way, you know, I've explained it to you guys as well, but the way this show is structured is like, it's kind of like a game show, you know, and we play games to get to know each other better. And by doing that, you know, it's both fun and informational. So we're going to get started with our first segment of the show, and it's called Scavenger Hunt. So Scavenger Hunt, this is a segment of the show where I ask you, each of the guests, to share something with the audience. You know, this can be something from your room, so anything in your house, like something that has a story so that we can, you know, get to know you a little better. So if any of you have something already picked out, we can start with you. Who's got it? Jay Killa looks like he's nodding.
I got something. Yeah, I got something. I saw. Yeah, well, so this is a it's a small story, but I had, you know, when I moved here, I moved to Mumbai 2 years ago, and oh shit, it's lagging.
No, I had moved.
Okay, I moved here 2 years ago. You know, from New York, and at first I was staying at my aunt's house here, because but then the first time that I moved into my own place. It was just, it was here in Andheri, and my roommate had this this Pikachu in my room. It was in my room, but it was, you know, it was, I was subletting a place. And so then, but I got, you know, at first I was like, why is there, I'm not a big Pokemon fan, but I was like, I kind of like this Pikachu. And then I grew kind of attached to it. So now I asked her if I could take it with me, because I thought that it was bringing me good luck. And I had put some, like, I'd set up some, I put some fake money in front of it. So it became like my money shrine. And nice. So now I have it over here. He's been coming with me everywhere I've gone now.
Nice, man. That's awesome. That's sick. All right. Millie Soch, you got something to share?
Yeah, for sure. I have this. I don't know if you can see it. It's a blade.
Oh, okay.
So this is completely handmade. I broke some pieces. this is the elephant tusk. I got this in Peru when I went for my ayahuasca trip. I don't know if you guys know what ayahuasca is.
That's
I do.
So that's the ayahuasca root right there, or the bark itself. And this was completely handcrafted by an indigenous tribe in the Amazon jungle. This right here is made by a jaguar tusk. And yeah, man, so I went for my ayahuasca journey. It started in 2012. This particular piece, I believe I got it in 2015. So I've been to Peru a few times, and it's helped me with a lot of mental struggles, I say, and mental blockages in my life. Even speaking about it right now, I didn't even know it would get me so like emotional, yo. It took me right back to my my sessions, you know, because that's how serious it is to me. But yeah, if anyone is listening to this, please do your research on what ayahuasca is. It may help you.
Interesting.
Wow.
I feel like I want to know a little more. explaining and then you stop, but tell us a little more.
So ayahuasca itself is it's an indigenous medicine, right? So it's a hallucinogen. What it is, it's two plants that are combined together, and this knowledge has been given to the indigenous people thousands of years ago, and there's proof of it that it's been handed down from lineage to lineage, right? So today ayahuasca is used for people who suffer from PTSD, people who suffer from heavy depression and anxiety disorder. And these were something, I was suffering from depression for a very long time. I was actually in house arrest for 2 years of my life. And I was actually looking at jail time for like 15 months. And at that time, I didn't even know what to do. So I was actually enclosed and I was in house arrest. So I legit couldn't see anybody, be with anybody. At that time, I was going to severe depression, and I didn't have a way out. And that's when I came across ayahuasca, and I seen what it did to people. A lot of soldiers, heroin addicts that have tried to quit for a decade, have done ayahuasca once in their life and have quit cold turkey. So when I hear stories like that, I felt like, hey, if we can help somebody that to that extreme. Compared to my story, obviously the pain is the same. We all experience the same pain, but you know, obviously the experiences could be weighed differently. That's why the saying goes that, you know, there's someone always in a worse situation as you, so be grateful for what you have. And understandings like that and epiphanies with simplicity of life is what I understood from the hallucinogen ayahuasca. And for me, it's a medicine. So when you take this medicine, it's a mental purge and it's a physical purge. So you're puking. And you're taking like massive shits. Wow. So after fasting. So it's not something like you took a drug and you're in the jungle enjoying. No, you're like puking and you're taking fucking shits. Wow. You know what I mean? So it's an actual physical purge and a mental purge. So anyone that's looked into magic mushrooms is also something similar. But ayahuasca, they say it's 1,000 times more extreme to magic mushrooms. That's why you need a shaman there, somebody that works with energy, that's the energy healer, to guide you through the process. And since then, I've met a lot of people across the globe, man. And I still have this brotherly, sisterly bond with them because we met each other in a different dimension. You know what I mean? Because when you're in that realm, you're in a different dimension. If you want to know more about it, the best person I can say that will give you more insight for the younger generation, especially people like us, and that's not boring and a scientific rhetoric behind it, Joe Rogan is a perfect example to look into of what ayahuasca is. And he has plenty of guests who are scientists who are also enthusiasts and psychonauts. That's what they call themselves because they do psychedelics in order to enhance themselves and betterment for themselves to understand themselves so they can understand humanity and each other better. So we can treat each other beyond ego and beyond anything else, but for what we share in common. You know, it's easy for us to be like, you're this, I'm that, and you're this. But it's easy to do that, but the hard thing is to see the commonality between us and appreciate and have appreciation for each other based on that without any expectations.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Sorry nice. To
say wow. Well said. Well said. Yeah, wow. I like that. Wow. It's quite interesting, man. Learn something new. cool. Thank you for sharing, bro. Liquid Silva, do you have something to share with the audience?
Let me walk around. Let me see what we got. All right. Because of this COVID bullshit, I've decided myself that I'm going to build some shit. So this is what I built. This is a UV sanitizer box that I've decided to build myself. I hope the gat's not inside. Nope. Okay. Oh. So yeah.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Basically, you know, these things can get it pricey, man. So it's a UV light. So build that thing myself. It's very useful, bro. Super useful. And we keep that around, you know what I'm saying, for sterilizing everything. Another most important thing that I get to immune boost it, I got a colloidal silver maker. Y'all know what colloidal silver is?
No.
No, that's something that kills any virus that's on Earth. That's including the COVID-19. So I got a colloidal silver maker. Yeah, it just electrolyzes the silver particles into the water.
What?
And it brings the silver particles into the water. And what you do is you drink the water, and that will kill any viruses that's in your body. People cure AIDS with that shit, bro.
Yo, I actually saw something about that.
Yeah.
But what I saw was a guy who used to do that repeatedly.
Turned blue.
Yeah, he turned blue. Like, he turned
what? That's what they're going to say. I don't look blue, except for that light. I look purple.
Wow, interesting, man. It's like... Yeah. Wow, your home is like a science project going on.
It's kind of like that. Another dope thing y'all should look into is ozonated water. It's like you get extra oxygen in the water, ozone water. They've been healing a lot of the patients in Italy with the ozone water, but the pharmaceuticals came and shut that down.
Wow, this is ozone crazy.
Ozone therapy. Look at it. It's just oxygen, bro. It's just oxygen.
Wow,
I have that too.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting, man. That's nuts. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. It's really nice. You're using, it's not about what you know, right? It's like putting it into action. So that's really awesome.
For sure.
That's sick. Well, for my scavenger hunt, I want to share this book that I've been reading lately. It's called Three Kings. It's about Diddy, Dr. Dre, and Jay-Z. How they went from nothing to everything. And it's very inspiring. It's very interesting as well. It also, not only do I learn new things every day, but it also confirms the journey and the path that we're on. You know, sometimes it's a difficult, it's the most difficult, business to run in the, in the music game is probably the most difficult thing in the world. So, we need, I personally need things like these to like keep my mind right and keep me focused, keep going. That's me.
For awesome. Sure, man. Even looking at that, that's actually a good thing that you spoke about and touched on, because, at times as artists, especially when you're trying to come up, it's easy to lose focus or lack motivation.
Right.
And it's our job to always, keep up with that, and those are the things that we need to share with each other, or at least keep up with, whether it's our stories, whether it's our posts, we need to focus on the motivation and aspiration of things, so as creatives we can always try to stay on top.
Right.
So right, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
right, exactly. I agree. That's awesome, man. And Liquid, can you make your camera horizontal if possible?
You want it like that?
Yeah, yeah. I think it just fills up.
Everything's even, yeah.
Oh, does it? Is it all on? Okay, here we go.
There we go.
I'm just scared that thing might just fall again. All right, we're good.
It's all good. Well, cool, man. Before we get into the next segment, wanted to quickly ask one of you guys a question. Let's see. Liquid Silva, actually, can you tell us a little bit of your story, bro? Like, how did you, how did you end up where you are today?
Well, the whole thing started in Australia, right? When I moved, I got in a little bit of trouble in Toronto. I moved to Ottawa. I got a little bit in trouble in Ottawa. Then I moved all the way out to Australia, right? Went to my university there, and that's where I kind of got lucky, what I'm saying? Like, I met a gentleman who kind of signed me, and he was doing a lot of big tours, so I was blessed to be under him. Shout out to Added Flavor, shout out to Fez, if you're watching this, homie, respect. So he put me on a lot of records, collaboration. I had a collab with Big Proof right before he passed away. He passed away on the 11th of April, right, 2006.
Right.
And I did a record with them on March 23rd. So it ended up being the last record. And I remember DJ Who Kid found that record. And he was like, what? And he showed it to Am. And then everything kind of started picking up from that. And I remember 50 coming to Australia in 2008. And I got on tour with them, the whole unit. And that's kind of sort of where everything elevated from that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it all started really for me in Canada. We were just doing it in high school. We were just doing it for fun, man. but it kind of picked up in Australia where it got professional.
Nice.
And then, eventually from there, I finished my university. I went to Brazil. And then I think when I was in Bangladesh, I met you.
Yeah.
That was in 2011, right? We met in 2011. But yeah, that was crazy.
That's nine years ago.
9 years ago. Can't believe it.
That's nuts.
But yeah, man, then I got married in Indonesia. You know what I'm saying? So ever since that, I just decided to stay here. I saw an opportunity in the business here. So I was just like, all right, might as well give it a go before I want to move somewhere else. You know, either this or I was going to go back to Canada.
Right.
So since things picked up out here, so I was just like, might as well just stay here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, the movement in Asia is really on the rise. Especially Indonesia, Thailand, and, you know, definitely India and all of these locations, but it's definitely on the rise. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing, bro. All right. So we'll move on to the next segment of the show. This is called Am I Lying? So Am I Lying? This is a segment of the show where each of the guests share three things out of which two are truths and one is a lie. So three things, two truths, one lie. And the rest of us kind of guesses, we'll guess which one is the lie. Just to give a head start, I guess you guys can think about your three things, but I will get started with the first three things. I didn't even think about this, so it's just off the top of my head. Three things about me. I was in India last year. Desi Hip Hop was the first hip hop brand focusing on the Desi Hip Hop movement. And third thing is, I love playing video games. Which one do you think is a lie?
Probably the video game part.
Video games?
Video games.
Yeah, wow.
I know you were here last year. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. That was super easy. But all right. Okay. So that's how it is. Who wants to go first with your three things?
I'm still thinking. So.
Okay. Let's put Jay Killer on the spot. Let's go.
All right. Let's see. I like drinking green tea. I have three cats, and I have been arrested.
Three cats.
One. Three cats.
Who has three cats?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, three cats.
Some probably. People have a lot of cats. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that was.
You know what?
That was a good one, though.
Yeah. You know what? What if he actually has three cats and then, you know, we judged him and then he's like, no, I don't have three cats. No,
I actually know people that have like three cats, five cats, bro. That's how I was like, yo, that's nice. A tough one.
That's true. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing, man. Got to know you a little better. Millie Soch, what you got?
Let me see. I really care about all these gatekeepers or people that think they're gatekeepers. I really care about their opinions.
Okay.
And I love smoking weed. And obviously, I really give a fuck about my craft.
Okay. What's the first one?
Gatekeepers.
Keepers.
I know it's being super sarcastic, but I had to.
I feel that.
That's right. That's a great point. You know, like nowadays, especially, you know, fuck gatekeepers, right? And I feel like, last year when I was in India, I felt like in India it's a little more than in the U.S. Like in the U.S., where it's like the independent scene is like really, you know what I mean? Like really thriving and, you know, everybody wants to be independent. Nobody who wants the big major label, you know, but I felt like major labels or major brands or gatekeepers of the past still believe in Asia, in India in particular, from my experience, and I might be completely wrong, you know, so I can be wrong, but I felt like the gatekeepers felt like they were still gatekeepers. You know, like I couldn't explain to them, bro, you're not a gatekeeper no more. You're competing with YouTube and Spotify. What kind of gatekeeping are you doing? you know.
Yo, the thing is that a lot of us coming up artists, you know, it's easy to expect things or expect people who think they're gatekeepers, whatever label it is, or sometimes even Desi Hip Hop for that matter, you know what I mean? It's easy to even send emails and not hear nothing back. Either people are busy, which is the honest truth, people are busy in the world, or people just don't give a shit. You know, regardless, it's your job as the person that's running the music business, if that's what you're in, to still send these emails, but not give a fuck about the expectations. It's still your job to, regardless of the rejections in the past, to keep at it. You know what I mean? And keep adamant. Once that's they hit you back, now it doesn't mean that these people are gatekeepers. See, yo, bro, my problem with the whole Desi Hip Hop thing, especially with these people that think they're gatekeepers or play that part, they don't even know the history of hip hop, the true history of hip hop.
Right.
Okay. When I just talk about Desi Hip Hop, obviously Desi Hip Hop is a part of hip hop, American hip hop. Let's be honest. So they don't even know the true history. They might know the 90s guys, you know, but let's take it way back. You know, they don't even know Steve Stout's documentary that takes it back. You know, these people haven't even watched it. And I know, I can tell by just the moves, you know what I mean? And some of these are labels are from America too.
Right.
Claim they support Desi Hip Hop or Desi Hip Hop artists. Bullshit. And fuck you to all of them.
Yeah.
Shots fired, man. That's nice.
That's real talk, though. That's real
word.
It's facts. That's awesome. Well, cool, man. Thank you for sharing, bro. I like that passionate monologue. Moving on to Liquid Silva, bro. Three things about yourself.
Okay, I got two pit bulls. I could cure COVID.
I don't know, man. With the technology,
with his lab, you mad scientist over there.
And I watched Don Rickles. Y'all know Don Rickles?
Yeah, I should
is
say
that,
Don Rickles.
No, I don't.
Pickle or something?
Don Rickles, comedian.
Oh,
I love Don Rickles. Which one do you think is?
Bro, I don't even know who Don Rickles is to even.
Oh, for okay, yeah. Okay, oh, okay, gotcha.
I mean, I guess the COVID though. It seems like you might be able to stop it in some forms over there.
let's go with the COVID. Because I'm pretty sure you'd be in CNN right now if you.
you can patent that device you got.
Yeah,
patent that device.
The water.
Yeah, bring that. Yeah. So, you guys, you know which one it is?
I'm not sure.
I'll go with the COVID. I'll go with the COVID.
Go with the COVID.
Yeah.
I feel like you do believe that you have the solution to COVID. I'm not sure. Maybe it's the two pit bulls. Hey, I look at your Instagram stories all the time. Never see those pit bulls. So it's probably the pit bulls, bro.
All right. Yeah, you got it. Two pit bulls.
Oh,
I believe. Okay. I believe I could cure COVID. Why I believe that? Because people have been doing it. There's four or five different. If South Africa, they're using a beautiful herb, since we've been talking about herbs.
Yeah.
Beautiful herb to cure COVID, right? Look it up. Artemisia. They've been using Artemisia, and there's like 98% cure rate. And also ozone. When you do ozone therapy, it's like 100% cure rate. But they had to ban it. They banned it. The pharmaceuticals just shut it down. So I got both. I got all of that. I got all of that in my kitchen.
Damn.
Respect,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
In the kitchen.
That's nice. Well, that's good, you know. That's awesome, you know. Just gotta do everything you can, right, in this world. So that's awesome. Shout out to all the viewers who are watching in the audience. You know, quick shout out to Nahian Niloy, Free Fire Bangladesh. There are about like 263 people watching. YouTube, so shout out to you guys. Also, shout out to the people listening to this after it's live. You know, you listening on it on Spotify. I appreciate you. Please keep streaming and go back and check the other episodes as well. All right, cool. So that brings me, you know, we're going to go into the next segment. But before I do that, quick question to Millie Soch, man. You know, I remember like last year, I think you had some challenges. I think there was a car accident or something that led to some health challenges. And, you know, it's been a, you know, I know it's been a difficult journey for you to overcome. And I wanted you to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. I actually was in a car accident in 2017.
Okay.
End of 2017. But at that time, I did not realize how bad or severe my injuries were. And it was very progressive. So I ended up in India. When I was in India, that's when, because of the roads and everything, man, that's when I realized how bad my injuries were. And I ended up in the hospital in India. So when I came back, I realized that I had two slipped discs and I had injuries in my spine, my lower back, and I also had neuralgia. So I had damaged nerves in my leg. But yeah, since then, it's been definitely a blessing, man. It's helped me in so many ways. So now I have chronic pain. So I live with it 24/7. Hence, now I'm on medication. So, you know, medical marijuana definitely helps. And, you know, to obviously gauge what I'm taking, the CBD to THC ratio. If it's sativa when the sun is out and indica when I'm in the house, that's how I remember my shit. I made that rhyme myself, by the way. I'm trying to trademark that. I'm playing. But yeah, man, that's it's led me to a journey to understand myself better. To talk to my pain and have more compassion, actually, you know, because I suffered from this for a minute. It helped me realize and fall within myself, if that makes sense. You know, it actually forced me to dive within, you know, be more spiritual, understand, again, going back to similarities and being the oneness of humans and being, you know, being... just being a human being and being a good human being and being myself and being true to myself, because honestly, I'll be very straight up. When I first got into the game in 2016, I think, yeah, 2016, professionally, when I started doing it, I thought I had a lot of things I had to be, or I had to portray myself a certain way. And now I have the understanding that I was wrong. And I have no problems in admitting that I was wrong, because that's not the person I am today. And today I'm going to be 100% myself, because every day I'm trying to be a better version of myself. Not that I don't have bad days, not that I don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but it's my job to always be the best version of myself in anything I do, whether it's rhymes, whether it's sitting here, talking to these guys, and, you know, not having... So before, I'll be very straight up, yo. Before, I used to be very egoistic, you know. I would look at numbers. I would really look at numbers. Like, yo, how much does this guy's following? How much his views are? Or is this guy verified? Or even to the fact that, let's take it really, really how this has been embedded in us, okay? When we're kids, we're always asked to compete. Our parents, being South Asians, our parents always cared about that marks. How much did you get? You know, how much did you get? What was your end result in your test? And then it was competing. You guys stand beside each other. They'll make cousins stand beside each other. I'm pretty sure all of us have experienced this. Right. More taller than somebody else. Hence, we also watch our parents treat other people based on how much they have in their bank account. Okay. So really, it doesn't matter what religion we are. Essentially, we are conditioned to worship numbers. And today in the digital age, that's what we start doing. That's what I was doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this with so much passion, bro, because if I can bring my old self back, I'll punch that motherfucker in the face. You know what I mean? This is the truth, absolute truth. You know what I mean? Today, yeah. I don't give a fuck about numbers. All I care about is your art. It's all about the art.
Right.
Every
right.
time, it's always been about the art. That's why there have been artists who never experienced the fame from their artistry or their creation. They haven't experienced it. And only after they were dead, it has blown up. And there's so many examples, so many high achievers, whether they were painters, whether they were people that made music. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
So art is supposed to be based on the art itself. So when I hear either of these brothers drop music, I am going to have a personal, subjective opinion on it, personally, based on the quality of the music, right? I might not be bumping this music every day, you have to understand. But if I will have an opinion on the quality of the music and the effort that they put in and the target. You know, every time we drop a song as artists, we know we're trying to hit a target, right?
Right.
And we know our brands the best. I can't come here and tell Liquid Silva, yo, bro, you should do things like this. No, he knows his brand the best. I can't tell J Killa, bro, you should do this or that. He knows his brand the best. That's why right. he moved to India. You get what I'm saying?
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? So we all know our brands the best. So it's easy for artists to, when people project their opinion or think how you should be, it's easy for us to just take that. So again, fuck you to all those fuckers because you and we know what our brands are. You get
right.
what
I'm saying? Facts, bro. Love it.
Hey, facts. I like that. Yeah, because you got to compete yourself. That's the only person you need to compete with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100. I agree.
100, man. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing, bro. I love it. We're going to move on to the next segment of the show. But before that, I just wanted to say, you know, this next segment is brought to you guys by Applause. It's a, you know, it's a quality. Yeah, exactly. Applause. It's a quality. a quality startup from Canada, but the founders are Desi. You know, they're really doing this shit to make sure that you and anybody else who's doing live shows use Applause to monetize your live shows. It's really sick. Go check it out, applause.artist on social media. But the next segment is social undistancing. All right, social undistancing. You know, in this world where we're all socially distancing ourselves, this segment, I want to, you know, bring us a little closer, you know, get to know each other a little better. So in this segment, we all will ask each of the guests one or two questions, and then the guest can choose which ones he wants to answer. If you want, you can answer all of them. If you don't want, you can skip some of them. It's all good. It's up to you. But we'll all ask each other a particular question. So I'll get started. I will be the first to ask. Liquid Silva, let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a couple of questions, actually. The first question is, I know you were, you know, battling with a certain autoimmune disease the past few years, and it's led to a new journey, again, a new challenge, you know, a new thing, and you came out of it very strong, much better, learned so many things. You're living a different life now. So I wanted you to share that story with us, you know, some of the challenges you faced. That's my question to you. Another question I have is like, to tell us a little more about the movement in Indonesia, you know, like what's really going on over there. These are my questions to you, but let's have the others ask you the questions as well. And then you can choose whichever ones you want to answer and go for
okay.
it. All right.
Okay.
All right, Jay Killa, do
I
you
got
have
a question?
Question?
I got a question for Liquid Silva. I'm wondering, can you grow weed in that sanitization box?
It looks like it should work.
Yeah, but the UV light.
Good question. Great question. Millie Soch, you got a question for him?
Yeah, man. So I'm just curious because you seem like you fit in Indonesia. Like, you look Indonesian to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure if you're from Bangladesh. My question is, what's your origin? And
when
did you move to Canada?
Nice. Great questions, man. Awesome.
Born and raised, man. Born in Montreal. Raised in Ottawa and Toronto. Start with you. But Indonesia is something, people say Indonesia, they think like I look Puerto Rican or Brazilian. I don't know, man. I've been everywhere. I don't look like Bangladeshi. I don't know why. I really don't know why. You know what I'm saying? That's something. Everybody in my family is like, are you sure he's Bengali? I was like, I don't get it, you know, but that's a mystery. That's something I ask myself every day when I look in the mirror, like, bye, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but in Indonesia, I do fit in real well with the people. Thanks for that. It's a little something. When I went to Brazil, I fit in real well. when I went to Australia, people thought I was from New Zealand, the Maori people. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm in New York, they think I'm Puerto Rican. When I'm in LA, they think I'm Mexican. So
Global citizen.
Global citizen, bro. I always tell people I'm from Earth. I'm human being. That's my race. I'm human being.
Straight up, man. Straight up. That's what I'm saying. You know? Everything else is just a human experience. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hey, thank you for that, bro.
No problem, brother. Next question. Can you grow weed on that? I don't think so, bro, because that's UVC. I think to grow weed, you need UVA and UVB.
Wow.
UVC. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. UVC is the frequency that will kill any germs or viruses. Yeah. It will disable the energy of the virus. So that's UVC. It's a different frequency. RAF, autoimmune. Yes, I've been struggling with autoimmune. I have Hashimoto's. I went through the whole journey of Dr. Sebi, doing the whole vegan thing. But I eat meat now. It's like probably only 20%, 80%. I do follow Dr. Sebi protocol. On my journey, I picked up a lot different doctors, Dr. Gundry, Mark Wallman. There's so many doctors I've been studying, like, so all naturopathic. I don't touch any pharmaceutical drugs. That's against my personal belief. I'm all about herbs, all about God's creation. God created everything perfect on this world. So I believe that's the cure right there. You know what I'm saying? Anything imperfect that happened to us is due to man-created food or chemicals. That's how we imbalanced our body. So in order to balance that back, we have to go back to Mother Nature. And answer your other question about the hip-hop in Indonesia. I think it started blowing up since Rich Brian. That was in 2000. Yeah, that whole movement from Rich Brian, because he's from Indonesia. Because when I came here, nobody was rapping in English. And English hip-hop was like really underground. And I was doing it at that time, and it was really underground. But after Rich Brian, I think it was 2016. Yeah, 2016. That was like 4 years ago. It really skyrocketed. Now there's a massive market for hip hop in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. That's sick. That's sick. And you know, I know you touched on your challenges a little bit, but I wanted to also, you know, inform the audience a little bit about the Liquid Silva's journey. I believe at the beginning, doctors basically told you that, hey, you got this autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. It's never going to fix. This is it. That's your life now. Peace. Yeah. And then you're like, nope, I'm not going to accept this. I'm going to go learn. Right?
Yes, correct. The thing is, with any disease, just like Dr. Sebi says, okay, any naturopathic doctor will tell you all disease starts in the gut. Okay? So you got to fix the gut. You can't just go fix your thyroid. Okay? You got to go to the root of the cause. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you got to go to the gut. So heal your gut. So you got to do what you got to do. Find the protocol that works for healing the gut. That's what I did. That's what I'm still doing. I fall off my diet once in a while and I do feel sick. But when I get back on, I feel much better, man.
Sick, man. Awesome, bro. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. That's so important. Awesome. Thank you. Cool. So let's move on to Jay Killa. My question to you, Jay Killa, is how do you see, what differences do you see between, the hip hop movement in India and the one in New York? What are the main differences and how can we, bridge the gaps? That's my question to you. Millie Soch, do you have a question for Jay Killa?
How you liking India, yo?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. And Liquid Silva, do you have something for Jay Killa?
Yeah, the cultural differences, bro. Like, how'd you adapt to that culture? Because I know you were born and raised in America. Like, how'd you adapt to that Indian culture?
All right. So I'll start with that. How I adapted and how I'm liking it, and then I'll go to the hip hop. I'm from New York originally. But my dad's Indian. My dad's from Bombay. My mom, she's American. She's from New York. So I grew up there, but we used to come to Bombay and for Christmas and New Year's when my brother and I were young, because my dad's family was here. So I was visiting here, probably when I was a kid up till being a teenager. But moving here was a whole other thing. Like I worked here for a summer. I worked for a Bollywood production company when I was in college one summer. And then I never thought that I was going to actually move here because, you know, coming to India as a kid, I was always like, damn, like there's no, you know, there wasn't anything that like me and my brother were used to, which was like, you know, first world problems, right? Because like India back then was so different and it was still like developing. But then when I did move, it was tough adjusting to the lifestyle here. You know, I came here because the hip hop scene was growing and I thought there was a lot of opportunity. But like, and I came here in 2017 and I was seeing billboards for Sovin with like Eminem and like pictures of like Divine on them. So I was like, stuff's happening here. And I was meeting a lot of people. And that was when I decided I was going to move. But then moving, it was tough. It was tough. Like I was staying with my aunt who, you know, I was really grateful that she let me stay with her. But like every day she's like, you know, why are you doing music? What are you doing with hip hop? You need to fix your life. The typical Desi auntie kind of vibe, but like, you know, stuff here is slower, like getting around is tough. You know, people still tried to like rip me off, you know, like some of the rickshaw guys at the Chai Wallets. But like after some time, you know, and actually at the end of that, of my stay here in 2017, I had to come back to New York because my visa was expiring. And at the end of that trip, I got really sick. I got this, chikungunya, and that like knocked me out for like 3 weeks. It makes you real weak. I had like a fever, and I actually at the end of that trip I was like, all right, I'm not going back to India ever again, because I was like I was getting real frustrated with everything. And like but then I went back to New York and I sort of regrouped and I was like, all right, I'll go back. And so it was an adjustment, but you know, the trick I think is to like kind of give in to India. You can't fight against it, because if you try to fight it, it always wins and you just get real frustrated. So one of the things that I've learned a lot from being here is just patience, you know, and kind of going with the flow. You know, Millie, you were talking about like your spirituality side developing. I've definitely felt that being here. You know, I had been spiritual in New York, but here I got into Buddhism, and like, it taught me a lot about myself and how I deal with the environment and how to like adapt and adjust. But you know, there's still days I get like frustrated and stuff. But like, so the hip hop scene, you know, that was the reason that I wanted to come back, because the hip hop scene, especially in Mumbai, I mean, Raph, I'm sure you saw this when you were here, but it's like, there's such a strong community. So right. It's like when I came in 2017, you know, I went to like 3 rap shows. And like I met everybody in the scene and I was like, wow, this is like a real like scene, like everybody's supporting each other, right? You know, versus New York, where everybody wants to be a rapper, you know, every kid, and like there are 20 different scenes. It's so spread out. And it's like, you know, the New York mindset is like, it's everyone for themselves. Like, fuck this guy. Like, I'm not going to go to his show. I don't care. And like the same, like, you know, what really hit me was like, I was going to some open mics here and it was like same open mics here that they had like 50 to 100 people, versus in New York, you go to the open mic, you know, it's like 10 people and they're all other artists. So it was like because hip hop was so fresh here, the support, I mean, the scene's been here for a while, but you know, because it had been getting all the traction, it was really cool to see like the support from people too. So that was one of the reasons. I feel like the community here is a lot stronger, especially in the hip hop world. Like, artists support each other, and you know, that's what you need for a scene to thrive. Like, that's why Atlanta started popping. That's why like Florida, all these places, they have a community. You know, like even so, those were some of the main differences.
Nice, yeah. Awesome. Word. Yeah, thank you
word,
for sharing.
Word.
Yeah, last year.
We're in New York, bro.
Sorry.
I'm from Manhattan. I grew up 73rd and 2nd. So
sick.
Yeah.
Last year I went when I was in India. I already knew Jay Killa a little bit over, you know, social media and whatnot. But I went to this particular open mic, as he mentioned, and it was a rap battle situation, you know. And so like some of my friends invited me. Was like, yo, come through. Let's check this out. And I went there, and on stage, Jay Killa got on stage and he was just like busting out rhymes, and he won that night. Like, he won the whole battle that night. He was nuts. And I was like, oh shit, that's that guy.
And yeah, that was hilarious. Dude.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
It was the first time we actually connected. That was awesome. Face to face.
I'm more excited to check out the music.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah, hell yeah, man. Shout out to all the people watching on YouTube. We got 600, 700 people watching right now. So shout out to you guys. Thank you for the support. Let's move on to Millie Soch, man. Let's ask Millie Soch some questions. My question to you is, recently I purchased this mask. Let me get it in front of the camera a little bit. It's like this. It's my face with a smile. it's a really interesting organizational movement, like something very interesting initiative. That's the word I'm looking for. It's an interesting initiative, Smile for Smile. So I want you to share a little more on that. That's my question to you. I like that. Hell yeah.
Hey.
And Jay Kilo. Yeah.
So this actually started off.
Actually, let's have everybody's questions first.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask Millie who your inspirations are, like for music and just in and like, you know, for life, just philosophies. But music, who your favorite rappers are?
Nice, Liquid Silva.
My question is: did you look into Dr. Sebi?
Nice.
Let's go start off with Liquid Silva. No, I have not. I definitely have come across Dr. Sebi, you know, thanks to Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. However, I have not, but since you mentioned, the only thing I got from that was that it's a vegan diet, right?
Yeah.
So recently, I did stop eating meat or any type of meat for that matter. And I've been sticking with vegetables, man, because, you know, someone was talking, I was listening to one of these Zoom things, and I don't know, I signed up for something. I didn't know what I signed up for due to this quarantine. And at that point, someone was just talking and they said why they quit meat. And it just really stuck with me because, first of all, I'm not saying I don't eat meat at all. I'm not going to eat meat in North America. I have to see that animal myself. Liquid Silva and Dracula have more access to an animal that's been treated well, that's you know, that's moving around freely. So what? Think about it. You know, as beings, you're in a crowded space, right? And you're eating and shitting in the same spot. So just as a being, you know, if any one of us have any pets, you already know. You can see it in its eyes when it doesn't feel well, you know? So think about it. In a crowded bus, we feel like we want to go home and take a shower, bro, you know? So think about these guys, they live like that. These animals and these things live like that, okay? And their main purpose is to get slaughtered. So when they are getting slaughtered, that's why if you look at any religion, let's take it back to the similarities we all carry together, right? Any religion you see, when they go and take a life, they take it with some kind of ritual behind it, some kind of practice behind it, some kind of prayer behind it, you know, because it's that serious. It's not your life to take, number one. Number two, you have to give something, and that's what you're giving. You're hitting your soul. You're connecting with the divine spirit. You can call it God, call it universe, call it whatever name. It's that same thing we all seek and talk about. So that's why there's these rituals behind it. You know what I mean? And when you look at animals these days, the way they get slaughtered as well, they release. So think about it. Every time we get scared or we're in a fight or we're in some kind of altercation, even if we're arguing with each other, we tense up our bodies. So these animals' bodies tense up and they actually release a chemical, you know? And you're putting that in here. See, I know Liquid Silva knows Wagwan, you know? He knows what's up, bro. You know? You put this in your system and you're embedding this into your system. You know, there's studies been shown that people have taken water and put love on water. So there's a scientist, you know, he's from a Japanese scientist. You can look it up. He's crystallized water, put it into a canister, okay? And he's put like love around it. And you look at the crystals, when they zoom into the microscope, you'll see these beautiful, beautiful patterns. And they have taken a cell phone and put hate, the word hate around it. And they've seen it. It just looks like splatters, okay? Compared to love and positive notes, okay? These are actual facts. These are scientific experiments made, okay? So that itself tells you that everything holds something. You know, words hold energy.
Memory. Energy, yes. Memory, yeah.
Yeah, so when you eat this, animals, when they feel like that, I feel like it connected with me. I get it, you know? When we talk about energy, I get it. So I've since then only been eating vegetables to go to Dr. Sabi. And thank you for mentioning him, man. That's that my next thing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look into what he has and his teachings and his the knowledge and how I can apply it to my life, you know.
Later, I'm going to share Dr. Lloyd Mayer. Check out how he heals people with energy. And everything in the world is finite, right? So he has a way to find a frequency for every number. So that frequency you could transfer into the water, right? Dr. Lloyd Mayer. I'm going to share with you on your Instagram.
For sure, bro.
Nice.
I'm happy. You're going to like that.
I love this knowledge sharing. Man. This is amazing.
It comes down to the real stuff, you know. Going back to Jay Killa, I would say a lot of hip-hop influence. I like different artists. It's hard when people say top five. It's very hard for me to say top five. You know, I like artists for different things. But my inspiration, I'll say, is a lot of underground hip-hop, a lot of Jedi Mind Tricks, Vinnie Paz.
Nice.
You know, Wu-Tang, the 90s stuff. I love that shit. Illmatic is probably something that I always go back to for some inspiration. You know, Eminem. It's hard to pinpoint one artist, you know, because
right.
songs and albums can just give you this mood. I don't know if you've ever heard Black Trash by Sticky Fingers. Bro, the entire album is a story. The entire, he's playing, in one song, he's playing the judge, the lawyers. He's playing the defense. He's playing the freaking victim. And he's playing the parole
officer.
The parole
officer. That's crazy.
Story. That's just one song. The entire album is about things like that and makes it a story. You know what I mean? So each album, and bro, trust me, I might go and listen to your song, right? I might go and listen to your song. I will go listen to it, right? And I might get inspired by it. You know what I mean?
I feel that. Yeah, for sure.
So it's hard to pinpoint exactly, but these are the artists I grew up listening, and I always go back listening to because that inspiration always kicks in. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Sick.
Part to it, I forgot.
Back to your question. I was just asking other like inspirations in life, like other big figures or people.
Other inspirations, bro. Lately, my whole agenda has been to change myself. You know, the more I got sick and tired of people's ways, if you know what I mean, like, you know, how people move. I have to start pointing at myself and saying, looking at these characteristics within myself, you know, and this goes to when I heard it as a kid. Yo, if you're going to point your finger, look at the three fingers pointing at you. You know, you heard this as a kid, but now I understand it truly. If I'm going to point fingers at anybody and I don't like any way they move, obviously I'm human, I'm going to feel some kind of emotion, but I take that emotion and I see how am I applying it? How can I better myself? You know? And I've got these teachings from actually indulging in ayahuasca has opened my mind to things like this. Have an open mind and understanding. That's why I can't wait, Liquid Silver, to look into ayahuasca because I know he'll really connect to this. You know, I can already tell.
Most deaf.
So Jordan Peterson is somebody that I always listen to. He always makes sense. So please, if you guys listen to Jordan Peterson, this guy always hits the mark, always gets it. You know, like every time you're feeling down, that's what I listen to. I listen to, you know, something that changed my life, bro, is David Goggins.
Oh yeah,
he's sick.
That book actually hit me hard. Can't Hurt Me hit me hard.
Same. You know?
And I'm getting goosebumps right now speaking about it because that's one guy who changed my life, bro.
Facts. You know? He's a beast.
Jocko Wilkins. There's so many, bro. You know, and I think it's our jobs. If you want to change yourself. If you want to change your surroundings and your position in life, whatever it may be. Now we're talking about music. That's what we have in common. So let's talk about music, our stance in music, where it's at right now. My true understanding and belief is it comes from change within, which means that you have to push yourself to some kind of struggle every day. You know what I mean? I truly believe some kind of exercise, you know what I mean? Because once you do the physical, the mental is much more easier. And put yourself into uncomfortable situations and build environment. So I wake up every day and I put motivational shit, even if I don't like it.
Bro, same. I do the same exact thing.
No, because I don't want my mind playing tricks on me. You know, my mind starts believing other people's bullshit.
Right. Oh,
do another song, bro. You're still doing the music, bro. Whatever it is.
Yeah. 100.
You know what I'm saying? People always put their doubts on you. And one thing I've learned, and every time I listen to these stories of successful people, it's always been one common thing. Always the grind and always believing in yourself, building the environment, you know?
Facts.
And moving on to
the mask.
So, initially, the mask started off, you know, it was my manager's idea. Initially, when we're doing this whole, when we're going through the pandemic, I was avoiding things like watching documentaries when it came to animal suffering or consumption of meat and, you know, even pollution for that matter. So that's when my manager was like, hey, you know, the amount of pollution is going to be caused by just masks alone, disposable masks. So that's when she started looking into, you know, making masks. And that's how we got into it. So this is sublimation masks. So what it does, it embeds the ink within. The only way this comes out is if the material breaks, right? Then the idea was, I actually partnered up with Sats B for Smile for Smiles. And what we do is for each mask that you get with your face or any face on it, proceeds from that go to Operation Smile to help kids that are born with cleft lips and cleft palates. You know, so proceeds from that go to them. And I just wanted to be part of something that mattered more, something with purpose, you know. That's what I realized even with the music. I'm not making the same music I made before. I'm not talking about sound. I'm not talking about sonically how it sounds, nothing like that. I'm talking about
content,
purpose, not even the content, the true purpose, the purpose. Why am I making it? It has to come from my soul, from my, and there has to be some kind of motive to it. And that's how I'm going to do everything with, you know what I mean? With a motive behind it and try to be my honest self and try to talk about my life or something I've experienced or experienced through someone I know.
Right.
You know?
Perfect.
So yeah, man, smileforsmiles.io. Please go check it out. Anything you buy from there, you can put anything on it. It doesn't have to be your face. As DJ Raf, why don't you drop down your face, bro? You know, you have actual face on it.
Hey.
You
know
what I'm saying?
I'm always smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
It's hilarious.
You could put a meme mug on it if you want.
Right. Yeah.
You put whatever you want on it.
Oh, shit. That's dope.
You can send your personal whatever you want on it. Send us a Google picture and we'll design it for you. And send it to you. And proceeds from that directly go to kids. And it'll help them for a lifetime. This is confidence. You know, we are artists, right? And we wake up with lack of confidence sometimes, again, because of what the world projects on us. And we start doubting our craft, right? Now think about kids that don't even have a choice and they have a cleft palate or a cleft lip. You know, they obviously won't get bullied and you're changing their life. I want to be part of that energy. And we've been talking about energy. I want to be part of that.
Facts, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the platform.
Hell yeah. It definitely gets a lot of reactions, man. You know, like when I'm at a gas station. Last time I was at a gas station wearing this, the guy was like, oh, my God, I can't even take you seriously. This was his first thing. And I was like, yep, it made you smile, didn't it?
Hey.
So, like, yeah, I love it. I love it. All right. Shout out to the viewers, man. Research, I see you. Thank you for watching. Dread as fuck. Sure. I see you as
Hey, that's a dread.
Hell yeah.
My boy.
We're almost close to the end of the show. The next segment that we will talk about is playlist placement. All right, playlist placement. So in this segment, you know, we ask you, each of the guests, to suggest songs for playlists. You know, at Desi Hip Hop, we curate a lot of different types of playlists, a lot of genres. And, you know, we've been building these for the past couple of years, and each of them are growing organically. So we listen to music all week, all day, all day long, man. So I want to hear from each of you guys. What are you listening to right now? It can be any genre, anything. Doesn't have to be anything specific. Just like, we just want to hear what you're listening to. So Liquid Silva, bro, can you tell us what you're listening to now?
Listening to St. John. I always go back a little bit to, I just remixed his record Trap. I did the remix that's about to release on Monday. So St. John a little bit. Hey. Yeah, yeah. So
I love that song.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love it. I always go back to Lil Uzi Vert because I think that like I connect with Uzi Vert, like we're on the same frequency. What else I'm checking out right now? Frank Sinatra, man.
Sick.
Hey.
All day, all day, all day. Frank Sinatra.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's awesome. Jay Killa, what do you listen to?
I'm listening to, you know, I listen to all types of music, but right now, yeah. I mean, I'm listening to A Boogie. I like this Run Up the Numbers. That song is dope.
Nice.
I'm listening to this song For Aisha. It's from that movie, The Sky is Pink. I don't know if you guys have heard that song, but it's super lit. It's like,
we'll definitely go check that out.
Yeah. And
who is it by?
It's by, someone named Memba, M-E-M-B-A.
Oh, okay, cool.
But it's from that movie, yes. I'm listening to this song. I watched that movie. There's this movie called Eurovision on Netflix. Okay. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. The last song, I love the last song. It's called Husavik or something, but it's lit.
Nice.
And then I'm listening to my own song, Rupees, my new single, which just dropped today. Or yesterday.
Oh yeah. Plug in.
Hey.
That was so smooth.
I love it. Love it. We'll definitely check those out. And Millie Soch, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to my Apple Music right now. I'm listening to Tech N9ne, James Brown, Raising Head of the Machine, Royce the 5'9, Block Boy B.
Yeah.
And Lupe Fiasco.
Nice, man. Great selection. Nice. That's fun. That's awesome. Love it. Well, cool, man. Thank you guys for sharing all that. I love it. Now we're almost at the end of the show. And this part of the show, you know, I really want to hear any last messages that you want to leave with the audience, you know, whatever you want to say. And I'd like to get started with Liquid Silver, bro. What is a message that you want to leave the audience with?
Health is wealth, man. Just stay healthy. What you put in your body, your body's a temple. So you got to take good care of it. It's a very expensive Ferrari. Don't put no kerosene, put the right gasoline. Feel me? Stay healthy.
Love it.
Yeah.
Don't put any kerosene, put the right gasoline. Boom. Hey. I like that. That's sick. All right, man. Thank you for sharing, bro. Jay Killa, what do you got to say for the audience?
I'm going to say for all the artists out there, believe in yourself. Keep working at your craft. Stay on the grind. Anybody in the wet in America, y'all are sleeping on India. India's going to be popping still in the next two years, India's going to be popping. And, it is already, but like, and the third is download my mixtape.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, man. That's right. Yeah, India is already popping. Like, Desi hip hop movement globally is definitely on the rise, and I'm excited to see what happens in the next couple. Millie Soch, bro, what's a message for the audience?
That's dope, man. These brothers just set some like strong messages. I can't agree more with them. I would just like to say, like, let's start analyzing ourselves before we start judging people, and let's look at our similarities within all of us, and be crutches for each other. You know what I mean? Let's stop pointing fingers, whether we're Indian, Pakistanis, Bengalis. Already within South Asian itself, we have so many disagreements. And within India itself, there's so many disagreements. So let's look beyond all that. Let's treat each other for the human beings we are. So this way we can even start treating other cultures. So let's start with the South Asians first, and then let's start treating other cultures better. You know, a lot of us have experience in other countries. So we grew up with a lot of Pakistanis and Bengalis around us. But it's hard when we come home and we see parents that feel a certain way about another race, or when I was in India, they feel a certain way about the, I've met guys in India, no disrespect to any of them. You know, again, we all know our brands the best. I've heard guys say, I'm not Desi hip hop, I'm Indian hip hop. I don't relate to that. I feel like we are Desi hip hop. You know, that's why Desi hip hop doesn't just push Bengali hip hop or it doesn't push Indian hip hop. It pushes all South Asian hip hop.
Right, right.
Nepali hip hop. You know what I mean? Or Sri Lankan hip hop. Whatever.
100%. I love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you guys for sharing so many things, man. It was a really good privilege for me, man. I learned so much in today's podcast episode. And like, I feel like this was a really good knowledge sharing experience, man. Like, yeah, loved it.
All
of you guys shared so many things, man. I have mad respect for you, Liquid Silva, always on the grind. I've known you for over a decade. You've always been on the grind, doing something new, something crazy. Likewise. And it's always the next level, man. Love it, bro. So thank you.
Likewise, Raph.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man. Jay Killa as well, man. Like, you know, I know your challenges are unique. So I'm proud of you for, you know, attacking them every day. You've been working a lot during quarantine. I see you. Keep it up. Thanks, I love bro. It. I love this. And Millie Soch, man, I love it, bro. Like all the things you're doing to bring people together, you know, tell your story and tell the stories of other people who are just like you, you know, and going through the struggles and challenges, man. Love the stories you've been sharing.
Thank you, for the platform. And watch out for Johari Window, the album dropping soon. Go check it out on YouTube.
Hell yeah, bro. We'll definitely do that, man. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. I will hit you guys up on WhatsApp, definitely. and for the audience, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for being on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. And thank you to the guys who are listening on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. This is the Unfiltered Podcast. Next week, we got Kartel Madras. Peace.
DJ Raph, what up, yo? Desi Hip Hop General. Check it. Unfiltered. Con artist. New York City. Yo, we ain't cloud chasing. We about facing the devil. You about hating. We about raising up people levels. Ain't no doubt, Mason. I'm building upward. You seeking trouble. I'm out waiting. Caught in the matrix, but keep my hustle. The devil whisper, but I come mentally with the muscle. When the rebels spitting sick, I sense all of these kids with bubbles. Still, I meditate and lift my dimensions while preaching love. I won't hesitate to rip you with lyrics or